rheumatism was painful, you'd say rheumatism, what? You'd say rheumatism is painful? Or would you say rheumatics or rheumatiz are painful?
Either one of those is.
Mm-hmm. What would you say normally, just without thinking about it, what would you say?
That rheumatism and thing, and mm-hmm. very painful. And
okay. How about this disease that I think children got in the olden times around the throat?
Croup? Membranous croup? Or what? I can't know how to pronounce that.
I'm not sure that's it.
Membranous croup are brown habits?
Yeah, I think this is something else. I'm not quite sure the definition. It was so serious that I think most people died, or half the people died when they got it. I think because they couldn't breathe. You get chops for it nowadays. And you don't hear very much about it nowadays. Diphtheria.
Yeah.
Diphtheria.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, you know, don't hear too much of it now. But
uh-huh. What kind of disease was that? Do you ever see a case of that?
That works in the throat and.
Yeah, that's what I'm sure. Mm-hmm. What was that disease called?
Diphtheria?
Yeah. How about this disease that makes you yellow because your liver doesn't work, I guess?
Yellow janders? And
what's the operation called to take out this little appendix here? What's that operation called?
I don't know, other than a appendix mm-hmm. operation or mm-hmm. removal of the appendix.
Mm-hmm. When you eat something that's bad and you get sick, what do you say? I'm sick? About the stomach, I'm sick. What? How would you finish that sentence? I'm sick.
Sick in the stomach?
Uh-huh. Good. Now, if you're very sick at your stomach, what usually happens?
Well, a lot of times that appendicitis will set up with a severe.
Mm-hmm. If you want to get rid of your food.
Oh, vomit? Make
uh-huh.
you vomit?
Uh-huh. What else would you say besides vomit? Would you ever use any other terms? Any other words?
Puke?
Puke? Yeah. That's what we use. How about skin of goat? Have you ever heard skin of goat?
Skin of goat?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Meaning to vomit? With the meaning of vomiting. Have you ever heard that?
I don't know it ever did.
I haven't either. Let's see. What do you call this noisy serenade that's after a wedding that was done?
Chivalry.
Yeah. Does that still go on?
Yeah, some.
What do you call the man that stands next to the bridegroom?
Best man.
And what do you call the girls who, not the maid of honor or the matron of honor, but the other girls who stand beside the bride? What are they called?
Flower girl? Or
what else?
Best.
Yeah. Bridesmaid.
Oh, yeah.
About halfway through.